to become a partner with us, send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. Prepare the way of the Lord.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you of the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Ron Brown, who supports Radio Liberty, but we love having him on, because he's always got something fascinating to tell us. Hi, Ron, how you doing?
How you doing, Dr. Stan?
Well, it looked like a pretty good day today for gold, doesn't it?
It sure was. Gold was up, what, $21, I believe, and silver up 27 cents or so.
Where did gold close for the day?
Let me pull it up on my screen here. I got it right here. $1,251.50.
Really? Well, that's sort of the magic number, the bewitching number, isn't it? What's the highest?
That's the breakout, so if it can hold it, and of course the powers to be will do their best to drive it back down as they've done over the last two, three, 4 weeks. But let's face it, the whole financial world system is unraveling, and more people are waking up to what's going on. And I think this false recovery that we've had over the last 1 to 2 years is exactly that. It was created by mountains of bailout money, stimulus packages, and so forth to create the illusion that we're having an economic financial recovery. So,
well, I think it's very interesting, the idea that we can just spend ourselves into prosperity. Well, you know you couldn't do that. You know, as an individual, I mean, you go out, you start borrowing money, and then you spend it, and you had to borrow money, and you spend it, and things go real well, but eventually comes the day of reckoning. And it can happen to an individual, can happen to a corporation, can happen to a company, can happen to a nation. And this has happened not the first time. Countries have gone bankrupt in the past. Rome went bankrupt. Greece went bankrupt. Great Britain went bankrupt. Germany went bankrupt. Argentina went bankrupt. Zimbabwe, the government we installed there and we're keeping in power, went bankrupt. But could it happen to the United States? Could we really get so much debt that there's just no way we would be able to preserve the function of government and provide all the things we promised to the people, like Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid and free health care? But could this whole system break down, Ron?
Well, the whole thing is addicted. Let me read one paragraph that I just read. The U.S., with only 5%, of the world's population, has incurred more debt than all other nations through all of history combined. Now, that tells you we're addicted to debt, and it's, at some point, the party ends, doesn't it?
It sure does. And people don't really understand that, you know, countries go bankrupt. And especially when a country is morally bankrupt, there's no reason that can't go financially bankrupt. Certainly the balance of trade, biggest balance of trade I think we've had for a long, long time. In other words, we're importing a lot more than we're exporting. So that's certainly one aspect of it. And so you get your federal debt, and then, of course, you've got your export debt. And you're exporting more than you're importing. You can't keep doing that indefinitely, because then you have to keep shipping your money overseas, and pretty soon, well, where does the money come from? Why, you just simply print it up. We've got that wonderful advantage. But one of these days, if the rest of the world loses confidence in America, let's imagine we get into war with Iran and a couple of our aircraft carriers get shot down and get sunk over there. What do you think the rest of the world will do? Do you think they'll want to hang on to dollars and trust the dollar? I mean, what happens if America is defeated in the war that's over there, like we got defeated in Vietnam? Do you think people will continue having confidence? I think that we are laying ourselves open for real problems, because I think more and more countries in the world are beginning to look at America as a big bully, and they would just love to see that bully put in their place. Now, this is not my country. This is the country that's been taken over by the invisible government, who are doing everything they can to destroy our economy. And when you understand that, everything begins to make sense. Well, Ron, how is the gold business? I mean, certainly we hear that people over in Europe are having real problems getting gold and silver. There are a lot of people over there beginning to worry about the stability of their currency. They're looking for gold and silver. Is this really true? Is there really shortages of gold and silver in other countries?
Well, that's certainly true overseas in Europe. I understand in Germany it's very difficult to find. You know, the coin dealers are basically out of anything to sell. We're starting to see some signs of a tightness. For example, I saw an awful lot of what we call junk bags, and that's the old pre-65 dimes, quarters, and halves. And my dealers have told me to back off of the dimes because they're back-ordered on those and can't find them. So while I'm still able to get everything else, it's just a matter of time, Dr. Stan. You know, you have hundreds and hundreds of trillions of dollars of paper money and more being created every day. And confidence in paper money is declining every day, so it's just a matter of time before the flight out of paper into gold and silver overwhelms the availability of gold and silver, and at that point you'll see all the scams and manipulations that the bankers have used to keep the price down will suddenly be exposed for the fraud they are, and that's when it'll explode and just go ballistic.
Well, now, we'd heard some rumors, and I don't know if they're true or not, but that in Greece, where a lot of people were really very, very concerned because of their economic problems, that gold was even selling as high as $1,700 an ounce. Is there any truth to that, do you think?
I've heard that. I don't know. I suspect it is true, because if your paper money is threatening to collapse, and you want to get your wealth out of that paper money into gold at any cost. And, you know, if you go back to 79 and 80, when silver went from $5 to $52 an ounce in 1 year, that was a lot of people just wanting to get out of paper at any cost, and that's what drove the price of silver and gold up so high. So, yeah, I think it definitely is probably happening over there, although I don't have any, you know, specific evidence to show that, but it wouldn't shock me at all.
Well, I think that we're living, Sydney, in you might call them epic times as far as the financial system is concerned, because Sydney, during my entire life, well, the dollar's been solvent, it's been solid. Everybody in the world wanted American dollars, but I mean, and even right now, apparently, the dollar really is much more desirable than the euro. A lot of people in Europe are investing in T-bonds than certainly agency bonds, but the question is, how long is that going to continue? And, of course, if America started getting into trouble financially or militarily, my concern is that the other countries might begin to reject the dollar. And we'll be back in just a moment with Ron Brown. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this is Ron Brown. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you got a question or comment, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. What is really going on today is that the European economy is beginning to contract. And certainly the northern European countries are very, very skeptical about the southern European countries, because the southern European countries want to maintain all their socialist programs and spend and spend, and life goes on forever and there's nothing to worry about. And the northern European countries are concerned about inflation. They're trying to cut back on their expenditures. They're trying to live within their means. And they're being asked to bail out the southern European countries, the so-called Mediterranean Club. And a lot of the people in the northern countries, and even people in the government there, are getting very, very concerned. People in the German bank are very unhappy the way things are going, and certainly Mrs. Merkel there, the president or premier of Germany, she's having real problems because she agreed to go along with the bailout of these irresponsible countries. What are you hearing about that?
Well, you know, if you think about it, that whole alliance was unhealthy to begin with, because you have Germany and countries like that who went through the inflationary back in the 20s, and they're fearful of that. they're hardworking people, and yet down in the southern regions in Italy, the people just want to live high off the hog and let Germany pay the price. And those countries are now saying enough is enough. So I think it's pretty obvious that that whole thing is going to split up. Now, where it'll go from there, I don't know. But knowing the central bankers, and they'll use it to further their own agenda, and that is, you know, they'll somehow figure out a way to grab more power, you know. So it's, the whole thing is starting to melt down, though, and it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, because, you know, as you said many times, this is a spiritual battle, and it's people of the world are either going to wake up, especially in the U.S., and go back to their constitution and the republic that was created on godly principles, or we're going to go down the other road towards total socialism and tyranny. And I think we're right there at the crossroads right now, and it's the battle is on.
Amen to that. Well, of course, they're having real problems in China. You wouldn't ordinarily expect China to be having problems over there, but they're having inflation. They're trying to cut back on the availability of loans. They're trying to increase the reserve requirements for the banks over there, and their banks work somewhat like ours. What they're trying to do is dry up the money supply to quiet down the ravages of inflation, so that they're not lending money to buy homes. Now, apparently, the builders have been very busy. They've got whole cities that they've built, you know, with high-rises, apartment buildings, and private residences, and nobody's in them because they can't get any loans. And certainly, you've got all this money that they put out to do all the building, but the people don't have the money. They have some money, certainly, and there certainly is a growing middle class in China. When you're talking about a billion and a quarter people, a lot of people there, but apparently the economy in China is beginning to contract. Certainly their exports are down. Certainly the people in Europe, because of the fall in the value of the euro, why the Europeans certainly are not buying the Chinese products because they've increased so much in price, because the value of the European currency is down, the value of the Chinese currency has not fallen, and so Chinese goods are getting too expensive. And, of course, that's not true over here. But the Americans are certainly not buying as much as they have in the past. And certainly, if you look and see the shipping coming in from China has certainly fallen and falling dramatically. So China's got the tremendous capacity for production, but nobody to sell to. What are your thoughts on that? Have you looked into that at all?
Oh, yeah. In fact, you know, I've been talking about that for the last 5, 6, 7 years, and that is China, which was an agrarian country for years, and the people were paupers and barely making a subsistence living. And then we started the trade with them, where we were sending all of our jobs and the technology overseas. They started into this massive economic boom to sell to us. So I've been saying they've been milking us for everything it's worth, and as long as it's to their benefit to keep trading with us, they'll keep funding our deficits. But as their boom got out of control, and you've got all these people who have had their first taste of the good life, now all of a sudden the boom has gone too far and it's starting to contract. And so you've got all sorts of rioting and problems going over in China, as I understand it. And so, you know, China is now having to back off. They're not buying our debt like they used to. And so at some point, the whole system thing falls apart. It was just built on false economics, and at some point it just collapses, and I think that's in the process of happening as we speak.
Well, I think it's really very interesting that, at least according to Bob Chapman, that what's really happening, of course, the United States has to go out and borrow $5 billion every day just to pay our debts, and then a lot of our bills, our T-bills and bonds, treasury bonds, are coming due, and so they have to come up with the money for that, and then try to borrow more money so that we can pay for the bonds that we've redeemed. But apparently the other countries are not actually buying our bonds, but what we're doing, of course, is simply printing money. And they were giving it to other countries to buy our bonds so it looked like the bonds are selling. But, of course, it's sort of like pulling yourself up by your own bootstraps. Doesn't work too well. We create money. We give it to other countries. We swap it with other countries. They buy our debt. But, of course, down the line, what we're doing is massively increasing our money supply. And certainly, you know, we are the reserve currency of the world. We've got these trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars out there. And so we add a few more trillions of dollars. Who really cares? We finance our own debt simply by creating the money to do it and giving it to other people. We do not want to or will not allow the audit of the Fed because they don't want the American people to realize the scam that's going on. But, of course, one of these days, why, the day of reckoning is coming. And certainly if we move into this war with Iran, certainly as this whole debacle down there and the Gulf continues, and I don't know what's going to happen, but British Petroleum is putting up $20 billion, you know, to rectify the situation down there. But that is just a down payment on what is really going to be required. The interesting thing is there is an American law that says an oil company is only responsible for $75 million. And the question is, why is British Petroleum so readily willing to agree to pay $20 billion, $30 billion, $40 billion, $50 billion, whatever it takes. And this thing could go on and on. And, of course, British Petroleum is really part of the major part of the economy in Great Britain. Certainly the insurance companies, the pension funds, the elderly, the retired people over in Great Britain own BP stock, and we're demanding that they not pay any dividends on, you know, the first quarter or the second quarter, whatever it is. And of course, they're quite willing to go along. They're just doing whatever they're told to do. But this is creating tremendous animosity as far as England is concerned. England is already on the rocks financially, and they're having real problems with their balance of payments. Britain, as a nation, is on the verge of bankruptcy and default. And now, of course, we're going to be sitting out almost intentionally to destroy one of their major corporations, the third largest oil corporation in the world. Certainly the royal family has tremendous holdings there. But, of course, certainly British banks and other financial institutions are heavily invested in British Petroleum. And if they slip into bankruptcy or destruction, why, this is going to have a tremendous impact on Great Britain. Have you heard any rumors about that, Ron? And incidentally, we'd better put us our telephone number. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just reading Jim Willie was going at length in that in his newsletter, and he was saying like 1 in 8 people in Great Britain have stock in British Petroleum. But he also went into the fact that British Petroleum in the last 10 years has been fined 720 times in just the U.S. alone for their negligence and violating our laws and rules. When compared to that, Exxon and I've got the other big one, have had one fine in the last 10 years.
Well, it's Exxon, Chevron, and British Petroleum, Shell Oil. Those are the big four. There's one more out there. Total.
British Petroleum has been very, very negligent in running their operation, and of course, whoever, doesn't matter who you blame on it, because there's blame to be everywhere. The simple fact is, it's a gigantic pin that's pricking an already existing bubble, and the whole financial system in Britain and even the U.S. When you look at what's going to happen to the economies of the Gulf Coast and so forth. And we're already in debt beyond, ever paying it back, and all of a sudden you're pricking it and creating, more problems. So it's just, everywhere you look, you can see this thing is approaching a meltdown. And the danger I see is that they've created this false boom just by pumping trillions of dollars into the system. Wall Street and Washington now are saying how they've averted a depression and things were now in recovery, and nothing could be further from the truth. This is one example. The deficit for April was up 295% versus a year ago. And the deficit they talked about in 2009 was $1.4 trillion. But really, that's not even the total picture, because if you look at what the debt increased, in 2009 increased by almost $2 trillion. And we're not even including Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and these other government-sponsored entities who have a debt of, what, $6 to $7 trillion themselves. So, you know, the debt picture is much, much worse than they're really admitting to.
And, of course, there are no new jobs. I mean, last month we're told, oh, well, my goodness, we added 431,000 jobs. Of course, 411,000 were working for the census short term. We actually increased about 30,000 jobs, but we lost another 300,000. Things go from bad to worse. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And, of course, you have to have, you know, industry expanding. You have to have production before you can get new jobs, and we're just not getting jobs. More and more people keep losing their jobs.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
made the point that, of course, the only real money, according to our Constitution, is gold and silver. So that basically, you may have credit card debt, but if you can prove in court that, of course, this money is not real, then, of course, you can get your credit card debt removed. And there have apparently been some instances where somewhere some judge has said, oh, yes, we agree that this monetary system is fraudulent, therefore you don't have to pay your debt. So go right ahead.
Oh, yeah, and also mortgages, too. But I'm talking on a bigger level. That's on the average citizen. I'm going to go to the Federal Reserve debt. That is not real. And the Federal Reserve money is not real. Therefore, the debt, that so-called debt that we have, is paper and paid with paper. So nobody's really paying anything. Even the income tax, Reagan was lying when he tried to talk and make people think the income tax goes to pay for food stamps and goes to pay the National Endowment of the Arts. It's all a lie. It's all BS. You know, if I can say that.
So what is your point? What point are you trying to make?
Well, what I'm saying is that they basically, I think the Federal Reserve is just, this stuff is just for a system of control. I'm talking on national
All right,
level.
So it's a system of control. They control. They control the military. They control the police. They control the CIA. They have 14 intelligence organizations that are monitoring you. And you're absolutely right. Let's concede that. So what is your solution to the problems we face today as a nation?
Well, I think what will happen is if things keep going the way they're going, there's going to be a revolution in this country.
And you mean the people are going to take up arms against the soldiers or against the foreign soldiers they bring in?
I think the soldiers are going to jump in on the side of the people.
Are you willing to bet your life and the family's life on that?
Well, see, we're not at that stage yet.
Well, but this is what you're suggesting is going to happen down the line. What are your response, Ron? How would you respond to Henry, who says, all of this is imaginary, the debt is not real, we shouldn't have to worry about it, and of course, when push comes to shove, why, there's going to be a revolution, and the military is going to join the people, and everybody's going to live happily after we get back to a solid, simply gold and silver-backed currency. What would your response be to that?
Well, my response would be, he's true in that the whole thing is nothing but smoke and mirrors. Bottom line, our whole financial economy is based on a confidence game that is money. And the reality is, when the confidence collapses in a confidence game, and what he's talking about is an unraveling of that confidence, where people are waking up to the fraud and they're starting to question it, and they're going to come against it. So, yeah, the whole thing is going to collapse. And I'd agree the first thing we would have to do to have any hope of getting this thing back is to eliminate the Federal Reserve System and therefore all the debt that's created and owed to them.
Well, I'll tell you what, Henry, the one thing is that my good friend John Stormer, he wrote a book many years ago called None Dare Call It Treason. That was 1964.
I heard about that book.
And he told me recently he was giving a talk to a group of people, 100, 150 people, and he said, how many of you would like to get back to the Constitution, a constitutional form of government? Just about every hand went up. And he said, fine, well, Sidney, I think we'd all like to do that. Now, how many of you are willing to give up your Social Security, your Medicare, and all the other government and veterans benefits that you're receiving so we can get back to a constitutional form of government? Because all of these things are unconstitutional. Put up your hands, and
first of all, number one, every time when they mention something, too, with that, they keep thinking, just talking about what programs go to the people. First of all, the veterans should get paid for they do in war. Even the Waffen-SS did when it with Hitler. The other thing is that everything should be constitutional. But the fact is, some of those things, even the food stamps is not unconstitutional, except for the fact that maybe from a federal level, if it's something on a state level,
talking about federal, though.
Right.
Everything is about federal.
Nobody's paying for anything. The whole thing is thin air.
Right.
The whole thing is money created out of thin air. When you get a mortgage, they digitally make this $200,000 or $500,000 or $1 million or whatever, and here it is, and you're paying back, and you pay more interest than you're paying principal. First of all, in some other countries, after the first year or after the first percent, whatever the percentage of interest is, the rest just totally go to principal.
Well, let me tell you, Henry, that basically everything you're saying is true. But until the American people know until the people, American people, really care about concepts of freedom. Until the American people understand that we, until the American people understand that we have turned our back on God and that we've repudiated
God. Well, we're
not
here to be God or anything else. We're
all right, fine.
Law.
Well, please, Henry, you're interrupting me.
Okay,
thank
sorry,
you so much. Ahead. And until this country returns to God, I see very little chance that we will be able to solve the problems we face today. Give us a call at number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and you know, Ron, there are an awful lot of people out there who can tell us all the things wrong with the system, but they really don't have a program to educate the people. I mean, the people want something to exchange. They don't understand the difference between money and credit and gold and silver. I mean, they have no idea how the system works. They have no idea how, of course, future generations have been deprived, how today we're borrowing from unborn generations simply to pay Social Security and Medicare. But until people really care about what's going on, I don't think anything's going to change. What are your thoughts?
Well, I'd agree. You know, you see an awakening all across America, whether it's the Tea Parties or... Are you familiar? In fact, I emailed you something today. Someone had sent it to me, the National Inflation Association.
I saw that, yes. I didn't get a chance to read it. What was that all about?
It's a group that is doing a documentary, and I would just tell everyone that's listening to get a pencil out and write down inflation.us. And the National Inflation Association is a conservative group, and they are documenting. It's about the one I was listening to is about a 45-minute dissertation. He goes through the whole crisis of our money and all the things they're doing that's wrong, and it just gives you all the facts and figures. You know, when you and I are sitting here talking on the phone, it's kind of hard just to throw out numbers because they just go over people's head. But I would encourage everyone to go to that website and watch these documentaries on. And it just comes out with all the facts and the figures on the money and the fraud and so forth. And I would just tell everyone to pass it on to all their friends and relatives, because you're right, the only hope for turning this thing around is for the American people to wake up. And we're so far into this socialism, it's not going to happen without a lot of pain, because we've all grown accustomed to the gimmicks and the handouts, whether it's Medicare or Social Security or whatever. And let's face it, we can argue whether it's right or wrong on who should get it. The simple fact is the system is bankrupt, and whether we like it or not, it's going to collapse. And so all those handouts are going to be taken away either by design or just by collapse of the system.
I think that, as you point out, Ron, everybody is going to be hurt as this thing unravels. But, of course, we may have to go through a lot of pain before we have something new and worthwhile and noble and courageous and right. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Ron Brown. And certainly a gentleman had called, Henry had called, and he wanted to point out that the whole system is corrupt. The fiat money is simply paper money that has no real value. It only has value as long as people believe in it, and that is absolutely true. What happens, though, when people begin to lose confidence in the system? When we begin, of course, to either have a marked inflation or deflation, I don't know which way it's going to go. We may get inflation and then deflation. We may go directly to deflation. But the whole system is beginning to implode because most people don't understand the difference between money and then, of course, paper money. And then, of course, credit, which, of course, is credit money. And there are different types of money. But certainly the latter two are simply created out of nothing. The Federal Reserve System, or I should say the Federal Reserve creates money, the Treasury prints it up. That is the basis of the monetary system, but by the you give it to the banks, then they begin to use a multiplier of usually 9 to 1 or 10 to 1, and that is credit money. But some of the banks were using 40 and 50 to 1, as they, Bear Stearns was doing, using a leverage of $41 for every one of the artificial dollars they had. And he said, no, you can get tremendous profits. You're lending that out at 4 or 5 or 6% interest, money that you created out of nothing. But what happens, of course, when the day of reckoning comes and people begin to ask for redemption of the money they have deposited in your bank and you can't pay it back? Well, Sydney, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 464-8295. Our guest is Ron Brown. And Ron, I want you to get your telephone number out. Tell our listeners what will happen if they get in touch with you.
Okay. My telephone number is 1-800-595-0561. That's 1-800-595-0561. If you call me, I'll be glad to chat with you. I have a package of information, letters I've written, and also I'm putting anyone that has an email address that wants to be on my list. Whenever I see some articles that I think are pertinent, I'll email them. I don't overload people with, but I'll try to send out something maybe once every week or every other week when I see something that's really important. Because I think it's important people to wake up and get educated on what's happening. You know, we were just talking about inflation versus deflation, and one of the biggest confusions for people is we've been indoctrinated to think inflation is higher prices and deflation is lower prices. But see, that's not really what inflation is. Inflation is the increase in the money supply and credit, and deflation would be just the opposite. So if you look at what's going on in the economy, whenever the stock market collapses by a bunch, that's deflationary because it's destroying money. When the real estate bubble popped, that was deflationary because it's destroying wealth and real estate values. So to counter that, then the government has to step in to try to print money to offset what's being destroyed. So they're trying to print money faster than the markets can destroy it. And, of course, in the laws of economics, this debt is unsustainable. So the laws of economics are trying to destroy this massive debt structure, and the powers to be are trying to keep it propped up. And they're fighting a losing battle because if you look at our national debt, and as I've said before, the bond market is the critical market because that is the foundation on which we've built this house of cards. And so when bond values or if interest rates start to rise, which ultimately they have to, then that forces bond values down, and that's deflation. So the whole thing is trying to implode, and they're trying to print money fast enough through every way they can to keep the bubble going.
Well, I think most people, Ron, really don't understand the bond market. Now, we have an excellent DVD with a scholarly speaker. His name is Ron Brown. It's called Of Bonds, the Vigilantes of the Stock Market. I think is that the right title?
The bond market, inflation vigilante or not, I think.
Okay, fine. Well, anyway, remember Ron Brown and said the bond market and vigilante, and we do have that. It's well worthwhile watching. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. It's a talk that Ron gave about 3 years ago when he was our guest at the annual Radio Liberty Conference. But what people don't understand is, number one, the bond market is 10 times larger than the stock market. Two, the bond market is the foundation of our capitalist economic system because, of course, what people do is they buy bonds, and bonds are issued by the company. Companies then take that money and buy machinery and buy the buildings and then begin to produce goods. Now they also have stocks, and stocks can go up and down with the value of the company, but bonds are a permanent investment. As long as you're getting more money out than the inflationary process, and let's say you're getting 6% interest and there is no inflation, you're getting, basically you double the value of your money every 15 years, a minus, of course, the money that's taken away by the government for taxes. But bonds in the past, with a stable currency and no inflation, were an excellent investment. And this is what people did. I said the older people, people who wanted to secure income, people who didn't want to be gambling in the stock market and where they have to watch the market every day to make see if the stock is not losing, or of course if it's going up they get a rush, and then if it goes down they can consume by fear. What really runs the economy is the people playing the stock market motivated by fear and greed, or greed and fear. But bonds, you just put your money there and the money comes in regularly, except everything's changed now, and we no longer live in a system with a stable currency, with a stable dollar, and certainly no inflation. We're either going to get rampant inflation or we're going to get a devastating deflation, but under any circumstances, why? Or we're going to see very serious problems as far as fixed investments. Would you agree with that, Ron? And again, I number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Go ahead, Ron.
I definitely agree with that. In fact, just to give you an example, think back to 1979. That's when we were in the latter stages of the guns and butter, you know, inflationary cycle during Vietnam War and so forth. And in early January 79, I always use this as an analogy. Pretend for a second you were an investor and you had $100,000 invested in the bond market through some bank fund or something, and you came to me and said, Ron, I've got $100,000 in bonds, what should I do? And I would have said at that time, and I was saying at that time, you better get the heck out of the bond market, because when interest rates start to rise, which they have to do in an inflationary cycle, then bond values go down. So what I would suggest you do is sell your bonds and put that money into silver. At the time was $5 an ounce. 1 year later, the bond market lost 55% of its value. So your $100,000 became $45,000 if you kept it in the bond market. If you had taken that same money and put it into the silver market, silver went from $5 to $52 an ounce, so your $100,000 went to over $1 million. Now that's quite a contrast in being right versus wrong. You know, $45,000 versus $1 million. But that's the crossroads we're at right now, because the bond market, the debt is out of control. The bankers and the politicians have suppressed the price of interest rates for all these years. And right now, I can almost bet you what's happening is the Fed is having to print money hand over foot to buy up the unwanted bonds to create the illusion that there's a demand for that paper. But every nation in the world is buying less of their bonds. In fact, they're wanting to dump their bonds. So it's just a matter of time before the bond market wakes up to the reality. Interest rates spike, and so anyone holding bonds is going to get wiped out. And that's when gold and silver will continue to explode to the upside.
And because basically from about 1814 all the way up to 1914, we had a stable economy. In other words, we didn't have inflation. We had a gold-backed currency. Oh, there were variations on this, certainly, and we had ups and downs. But certainly, you compare the prices in 1814 and 1914, they were just about the same. But then, of course, along comes the Federal Reserve System. Instead of having to have a dollar of gold for every dollar that's out in circulation, now you only had to have 40 cents in gold for every dollar that's out there, so you can begin to expand the monetary base of the country. And as time goes by, while you keep expanding the monetary base, and expanding the monetary base, we had that 40% rule there, it's really, till we got up to about, 1971, and then they took away all gold backing, and now the good times can roll. Because now you can print all the money that you want, and people have confidence in it because it's always been solid, it's always been worth something, but you got all this increased money in circulation, and the good times roll, and certainly the construction business increases, and people are buying cars, and people are buying homes, and people are buying all sorts of things. And of course, America is the dominant force in the world, and we've seen the greatest days of America. But those days are behind us, because now, of course, we have trillions of dollars. We don't know how many trillions of dollars are out there with absolutely nothing behind them. And it's a confidence game. As long as people have confidence in the United States and the value of our currency, people in other countries will hold them. But what happens when they lose confidence in the American dollar? What happens when they want to get rid of their dollars? And, of course, that's what gets those dollars cascading back in here and suddenly massively increasing the money supply, which is going to have a disastrous effect on the value of our money. And at that point, money will become increasingly worthless. Inflation, as Ron said, is not rising prices. It's increasing the amount of money. And all those dollars coming back here, which they will one day sooner or later, is going to just do that. And with that comes the end of the value of the currency people are holding. And this could happen sometimes within a matter of just a very few days. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We're living in dangerous times with the oil spill, certainly with the falling employment, with the falling construction, with our falling manufacturing, but even more than that, with the falling morality and righteousness of our nation. Well, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and then of course the next thing is going to be the coming war in the Near East and the coming war in the Middle East. Our aircraft carriers will be in position by the first or second week of August. We'll be all set for a war with Iran, and when it comes, I can assure you the president will say, "I did not want this. But our life is going to change. It's been forced upon us. We're going to have to stand for righteousness. We're going to have to put down the wicked Ahmadinejad and the wicked mullahs." And of course, we want to bring democracy to the people of Israel. Well, pardon me, the people of Iran, just like we brought democracy to the nation of Rhodesia, today called Zimbabwe, a nation where half the population has fled. Well, number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Ron, you go right ahead.
Let me step back. You were talking about earlier about the multiplier effect. And see, our whole system is built on fractional reserve banking. So if a bank had $1 million in deposit today, they could in turn go out and make loans of $10 million. So as the boom is accelerating, and it's euphoric for everyone because the more it goes, the higher it goes. In other words, the more money you make, the more money you can create out of the system. And that's what we had throughout from 82 on up through, let's say, year 2000, 2001. But at some point, the bubble pops. And when it does, it starts working just the opposite. Because when a bank loses $1 billion, then theoretically they have to call in $10 billion of their loans because of their reserve requirements. So what was euphoric on the way up is devastating on the way back down, and that's when the collapse becomes much, much faster and much more violent than the rise up, and that's where we're approaching, I think, in my mind, where the whole system finally reaches critical mass, and once the confidence collapses, everything starts to happen very, very quickly. You know, as our favorite politician, Al Gore, said in his book, he said, "The world is approaching a threshold that once crossed will trigger an avalanche of change from which there is no return." And see, I think that's where the insiders are trying to take us. They're trying to create the crisis, and then when the crisis erupts, then that will allow them to impose draconian solutions, which would otherwise be unacceptable. So the question is, will the American people rise up and deny those draconian solutions?
And I think the most important thing is for the people to understand, we have an invisible government. Somebody once said that an understanding of the forces that shaped the events of the 20th century was predicated not upon facts to be learned, but rather upon secrets to be discovered. An understanding of the forces that shaped the events of the 20th century is predicated not upon facts to be learned, but rather upon secrets to be discovered. And what is the secret? Well, the secret is that there are secret societies and covert organizations out there that make mockery of the electoral process to control both political parties, but they control the monetary and banking system and the corporations and the great tax-exempt foundations and a good many of the politicians, the major universities, and the media, and they essentially control our nation. Now, this did not happen by accident. It's been a long time coming, but we're moving rapidly towards a cashless society where you'll neither buy nor sell unless you wear the mark of the beast or be known by the number of his name. All of these things are in place Because behind this entire movement we face today are powerful spiritual forces. Some people say, oh, I'm not interested in that. Let me just talk about the mechanics of this and the fractional reserve system and the fact that money is phony. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't do that. You can't separate the material from the mystical. You can't separate the tangible from the intangible. You can't separate the substantive or subjective from the spiritual. And this is all part and parcel of the same movement. We must understand that behind these secret organizations are powerful spiritual forces. And I'm firmly convinced that unless this nation turns back to God, why, God will never, of course, stop this program from continuing until this whole country is destroyed and freedom as we know it has become simply a remembrance of things past. What are your thoughts, Ron?
Well, I agree with everything you're saying. I think we're at a crossroads where the people either wake up, and I see, you know, maybe I'm grasping at straws, Dr. Stan, but I see a tremendous awakening starting to come across the country, and the question is, will it come fast enough and strong enough to thwart the movement of or the agenda of the insiders? Are you familiar with a movement that is coming on called Restore America Plan?
No, I'm really not.
I'm hoping this is more than just smoke and mirrors, but apparently this movement is either backed or orchestrated by members high up in the military, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and a lot of retired generals and Christians and so forth.
Well, it certainly sounds good. Well, when we get back, maybe we can hear a little bit more about it.
Okay.
I guess this evening has been Ron Brown. He's in the gold and silver business. Good friend. I've worked with him in the past and been very, very happy myself. So we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program right here at Radio Liberty. Well, Ron, why don't you go ahead and tell us about it?
Okay, what they have done so far, and I have three of my clients who are involved in this, but what they have done so far is far.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I was horrified when I saw the plight of the people in Haiti after the earthquake, but a similar event could happen right here in the United States, and that's why you should call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and purchase a supply of his products. Freeze-drying is a great way to preserve food. I know because I bought a supply 40 years ago, and when I opened a can recently, the food was as fresh and tasty as when I purchased it. We're living in uncertain times, so if you'd like to have a supply of ground beef, diced beef, chicken, vegetables, or fruit on hand, call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and mention you heard about him right here at Radio Liberty.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
I'm not thinking it could ever destroy this bastion of freedom. We just do it to go along and America will always be there. And I think people are waking up to the fact that our nation is at a crossroads, and if we don't go back to the principles that made our country great, then it's going to collapse. So I think a lot of people are having to rethink their philosophy and their principles, and I think that's why you're seeing a lot of people waking up and starting to fight the constitutional battle, and that's the hope.
Well, I have to certainly agree that it is. Tell you what, I'll send you three copies of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you get it to those three people you know who are associated with this movement, see if they are interested in attacking not only the physical but the spiritual aspect of what's going on, because I'm firmly convinced, unless we approach it from a dual point of view, one from a patriotic, conservative, a fiscal responsible point of view, but the other from the spiritual, nothing's going to change. So I'll send those books off to you, see if you can put them to good use, will you?
I will. And, from what I've heard, Dr. Stan, they've all said unless God's behind this movement, it's not going to go anywhere. So,
well, let's hope it does.
I'll be glad to get those books to them, for sure.
Okay, God bless, and thanks very much for being with us, Ron.
Okay, Dr. Stan.
Good night. Okay, fine. That's a good friend, Ron Brown, and this is the time when I've got to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty, my ministry, is primarily listener-supported. If you're out there in the listening audience, would love to hear from you. If you're in a position to help, fine. If you're not, simply, if you agree with our premise that we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because, believe me, we are on the front lines of a very real, not an imaginary battle, but a very real battle. And the woman is going to be with us this next hour. Stacy Lynn has said that she's come under tremendous pressure because she's had the courage to speak out against ICLEI. And you'll learn about what ICLEI is during the next hour. But today we hope that many of you want to join the Radio Liberty family and tell others about our ministry. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, we really hope that you'll get a copy and that you'll read it and that you'll pass it on. And that if you get our DVD, you have our permission to copy it and to simply get the information out. People need to understand what is behind what's going on. For indeed, as I said before, an understanding of the forces that shape the events of the 20th century is predicated not upon facts to be learned, but rather upon secrets to be discovered. And there really are secrets out there. And we will try to lead you to an understanding. You read our newsletters. Let me suggest my April newsletter. It will give you an excellent overview of what's going on. If you want to know the background of the oil crisis, we don't talk about what's going on today, but the background of this whole scam of peak oil, and it is a scam, go to our website at RadioLiberty.com and simply go back and read our newsletters on peak oil, written several years ago. We have an excellent talk on the oil deception. There's a DVD and an excellent syllabus that goes with it that will verify